Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include San Francisco, Falun Gong Parade celebrates Chinese New Year. Swedish people learn about Falun Dafa via the Art of Jen Shan Rin exhibition. India, Falun Dafa participates again at the 2018 Kolkata Book Fair. Macau, tourists learn about Falun Dafa during Chinese New Year. Australia, introducing Falun Gong at a Vietnamese New Year celebration. And Indonesia, practitioners introduce ancient meditation practice at Chinese New Year celebrations. Now for the stories.
San Francisco, Falun Gong Parade celebrates Chinese New Year. On Saturday, the second day of the Chinese New Year, Falun Gong practitioners held a large-scale parade in downtown San Francisco and Chinatown, showcasing traditional Chinese culture and offering holiday greetings to the public. The parade began at noon from the City Hall Plaza. The procession featured lively waist drum performances and traditional Chinese costumes, as well as a section to inform the public about the ongoing persecution of the practice in China. According to the march organizer, besides raising awareness about Falun Gong, a major goal of the parade was to demonstrate traditional Chinese culture and promote traditional values. Cynthia and her sister Reagan of San Francisco had never seen a Falun Gong event before. They were attracted to the peacefulness of the exercises. They planned to read more about Falun Gong and learn the exercises online. Cynthia condemned the persecution in China and said she would sign an online petition to protest the atrocities. She said everybody should have the freedom of belief. She and her sister further showed their support by joining in the parade. Local resident Joe said he often sees Falun Gong events and he was glad to see their celebration of the New Year. He said truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance are universal values which can bring peace and harmony to the world. Everybody should have freedom of belief no matter where they are. Nathalia, Simone, and Carol, tourists from Spain, took videos of the march. Nathalia said, "I've never seen such beautiful clothing," referring to the traditional Chinese dresses worn by some of the women in the parade. "I learned that they are promoting traditional culture. This is very important," she said. "I learned something today." Her friend Simone thanked the practitioners for their patient explanations. "They told us what Falun Gong is, about the persecution of this group in China, and the reasons why they tried to restore traditional Chinese culture. This is great." Nathalia said, "Falun Gong practitioners are promoting the universal values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I see in them a genuine happiness from the bottom of their hearts. It makes me happy too. It's contagious. I cannot wait to learn more about Falun Gong."
Swedish people learn about Falun Dafa via the Art of Jen Shan Rin exhibition. Falun Gong practitioners hosted the Art of Jen Shan Rin, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance exhibition at a high school in Stockholm, Sweden on February 5th through 17th, 2018. Besides teachers and students from this and other schools, many local residents also came to see the exhibit. One visitor wrote in the guest book, "The paintings were absolutely amazing and meaningful. The strength and righteousness they convey touched my heart and soul. I will try to conduct myself based on truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance." Many others left comments thanking the artists for sharing their experiences with the practice and upholding their faith amidst the brutal persecution in China. Some teachers and students came to visit the art exhibition several times. Some teachers brought their classes and held class discussions on the art exhibition. On February 17th, the last day of the exhibition, which was also the day after Chinese New Year's Day, the practitioners hosted a holiday celebration and invited the public. They served homemade traditional Chinese food, performed a traditional lion dance, gave a presentation on traditional Chinese culture, taught the Falun Gong exercises, and folded origami lotus flowers with the guests. While saying goodbye to the practitioners, two women said they were very sad that people were being killed for believing in truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. They said, "We will tell more people to help and support your effort. We wish you a happy new year."
India. Falun Dafa participates again at the 2018 Kolkata Book Fair. Falun Dafa practitioners from Kolkata managed to secure a booth for the fourth year in succession at the much-touted Kolkata Book Fair, which was held on January 31st through February 11th, 2018. The venue this year was Salt Lake Central Park. Even though being a publisher is mandatory for participation in the book fair, practitioners were told that the organizers allotted them a booth on the basis of the positive feedback from many people during previous years and the sale of Falun Gong and Juan Falun books in English and the local Bengali language. Kolkata, previously known as Calcutta during the British rule, is the capital of the Indian state of West Bengal. Kolkata has long been known for its literary, artistic, and revolutionary heritage. The people of Kolkata tend to have a special appreciation for art, so Calcutta has often been dubbed the cultural and literary capital of India. The fair is the world's largest non-trade book fair and is Asia's largest and most attended book fair, with over 2 million participants. The fair offers a typical fairground experience with books taking center stage and seminars and talks going on throughout the day. Singers, songwriters, performers, and popular food courts give the fair a carnival-like feel. The Falun Dafa booth attracted many visitors and an overwhelming response, with practitioners demonstrating and teaching the exercises and giving out informational flyers. There was no standing room around the booth on the weekends. People from adjacent booths wanted to know how the practitioners managed to sell books, whereas they had few takers. It was amazing to see people stand and read the Falun Dafa story on the backdrop behind the booth. Many people were drawn by the health benefits survey of Falun Dafa. Some people sat at the booth and read the books for some time and then purchased them. Many people who were drawn to the books purchased copies in the local Bengali language. In no other book fair in India are Dafa books sold in such large numbers. People also came from distant states to purchase the books. Often when packing up for the day, people came and bought the books as if they did not want to miss out on something so precious. Many people who purchased the books came back to buy a set to give to their relatives as gifts. As was done last year, practitioners taught the first exercise to everyone who purchased the books. This worked very well since most of them said they could feel the energy and a sense of lightness and wanted to follow up on doing more of the exercises later. An executive director of a large corporation tried the exercises and could immediately feel the energy. He sent several employees and friends to buy books and learn the exercises. He said he would also invite practitioners to introduce Falun Dafa to more people in his locality and help set up a weekly site. The older people could relate to the persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners in China since the communist regime in West Bengal lasted for 34 years and ended around 8 years ago. When told about the persecution in China, one older gentleman said, "We have seen for over 30 years in West Bengal, under the communist rule, how labor was exploited and how so many people were killed. You see communism crumbling all over the world." Practitioners got a time slot and an opportunity this year to demonstrate the exercises on a special stage on the book fair grounds. Many people came and later visited the booth to buy books and learn the exercises. Some newspapers reported on the book fair and included photos of the Falun Dafa booths in their articles. All practitioners who participated in the Kolkata Book Fair felt that it was a great opportunity to reach out to so many people and create an awareness of Falun Dafa. Local practitioners have organized follow-up sessions to teach the exercises. They look forward to participating again next year and plan to organize it so as to reach out to even more people.
Macau. Tourists learn about Falun Dafa during Chinese New Year. During the recent Chinese New Year holiday, many Chinese citizens traveled south to Macau for vacation. At two renowned tourist spots, the ruins of St. Paul's and St. Dominic's Church, practitioners displayed posters with information about Falun Dafa and how to improve one's health and moral character, along with information about the ongoing persecution of the practice in China. Three men in their 40s read the posters and nodded in agreement. One man commented, "These posters really make sense, and they explain what's going on in China very clearly." Ms. Zheng, a practitioner helping at the booth, talked with them and asked if they would like to quit the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated organizations to take a stance against the regime's crimes against humanity. Two of them had once joined the CCP's Young Pioneers, and they decided to renounce their memberships. Some tourists shouted as they passed by, "Falun Dafa is great." Some greeted the practitioners and encouraged them to keep up their efforts. Another passerby commented, "The Communist Party is indeed corrupt. We hope it will collapse." Ms. Hu, another practitioner who came to help raise awareness, said she was glad to see such feedback from tourists. She said, "Because the Communist Party suppresses truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, anyone who severs their ties with the party is headed for a better future."
Australia. Introducing Falun Gong at a Vietnamese New Year celebration. The Lunar New Year celebration is the most important event of the year in the Vietnamese community of South Australia. Several thousand locals and tourists gather to celebrate the traditional festival. Falun Gong practitioners in South Australia were invited to participate in the celebration on February 9, 2018, to introduce Falun Gong to the attendees. The practitioners set up posters on the lawn and demonstrated the exercises. Vietnamese practitioner A Hong brought paper lotus flowers and Falun Gong flyers in Vietnamese language to distribute to the visitors. Some said they had learned about Falun Gong from Facebook, and they felt that Falun Gong was a good practice. Some locals were drawn by the gentle exercises and wanted to learn them on the spot. Background. Falun Gong was first taught to the public in 1992. Nearly 100 million people across China were soon practicing Falun Gong after experiencing improvement in their health and character. Jiang Zemin, former head of the Chinese Communist Party, perceived the spiritual discipline's growing popularity as a threat to the CCP's atheistic ideology and issued an order to ban Falun Gong on July 20, 1999. The Mingwei website has confirmed the deaths of thousands of Falun Gong practitioners in the persecution over the past 18 years. But the actual number is suspected to be much higher. More have been imprisoned and tortured for their faith. Evidence shows that the CCP harvests organs from detained practitioners who are killed in the process to supply its organ transplantation industry. Under Jiang's personal direction, the CCP established the 610 Office, an extra-legal security organization with the power to override the police and judicial systems, and whose sole function is to carry out the persecution of Falun Gong.
Indonesia. Practitioners introduce ancient meditation practice at Chinese New Year celebrations. Falun Dafa practitioners in Indonesia took part in several events over the 2018 Chinese New Year to celebrate the holiday with the local community and to introduce the mind and body self-improvement practice to local residents as well as tourists from China and around the world. Jakarta. Practitioners gathered for an event at the Indonesia Miniature Park in East Jakarta on the morning of February 18th. The park is one of the most popular tourist sites in the region and attracts large crowds every day. Many visitors were interested in the Falun Dafa meditation, and a number of people learned the exercises that day. After performing the Falun Dafa exercises as a group, the practitioners staged a peaceful march through the area. The procession was led by a lively waist drum troupe, followed by banners and posters with the words Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, and Falun Dafa in Indonesia. A large number of spectators took photos, accepted informational materials, and talked with practitioners. Concerned about the persecution of Falun Dafa in China, many people signed petitions calling for a stop to the persecution and support for the lawsuit against Jiang Zemin, the former Chinese Communist Party leader who banned Falun Dafa in 1999. Bali. As one of the most popular tourist sites in Asia, Bali and its smaller neighboring islands are well visited, with 90% of the tourists being from mainland China. Falun Dafa practitioners introduced the practice to passers-by at Nusa Lembongan Beach on February 10th and 11th. Many tourists stopped to watch the waist drum performance and the group meditation. A young visitor from China asked, "How much money are you making for doing this?" A practitioner explained to him that they reach out to visitors from China voluntarily because many Chinese people have been misled by the hate propaganda from the CCP. The practice has improved our physical health as well as our heart and mind nature. But because of the suppression of Falun Dafa in China, many people have been brainwashed by the propaganda. They not only lost an opportunity for a healthier and better life, but have also turned against Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Some tour guides initially would not accept any informational materials, but after talking with practitioners and learning the facts about Falun Dafa, many changed their minds and began reading the materials. One practitioner said that she was glad to see more and more Chinese tourists willing to read posters and materials about Falun Dafa. She said, "Some of them have agreed to quit the Communist Party and its affiliated organizations. I am very happy for them." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.